Chapter 4. "What?" Katerina asked, amazed that someone would have gone to the trouble of breaking in and then not have taken anything. What she had seen did not suggest vandalism. Nothing had spilled out of the cabinet. Nothing had been destroyed. There were signs of a hasty, careless search. Nothing more. Rosanna gave her a manila folder. Neatly typed, yes, typed, on the flap was Sartorio Antonio, 1630 to 1680. "What's in it?" Katerina asked as she handed it back without opening it. "The letters we've received over the years concerning him," Rosanna said, hefting it in her right hand, as if she could judge by the weight. "Everything seems to be here," Rosanna said. "And in this one," she added, passing another file to Katerina. "But I can check." Katerina began to read the top letter in the file she held, which was in German and addressed to the director of the foundation by title and not by name. The writer began by saying that the last time he had been in Venice, he had been unable to find Huss's grave in the church of San Marcuola and asked in a peremptory manner why the foundation had not seen to the placing of a memorial plaque in the church. The writer was a member of the Hassa Society in... Katerina pulled her attention from the letter and asked, "What did you just say?" "I wanted to check if anything's missing from the Porpora file." "How?" Katerina asked, suddenly interested in what Rosanna had said. Instead of answering, Rosanna turned back to the cabinet and reached inside to place her hand on one of the decorative knobs on the inlaid panels that ran perpendicular to the shelves. She gave it a sharp twist, and the panel tilted forward and down, revealing a vertical drawer the width of the panel, about 10 centimeters. She reached in and pulled out a student's notebook. On its cover, the bronze equestrian statue of Marcus Aurelius. She set the notebook on the desk, opened it toward the front, and pressed it flat by running her hand down the center. She set the file she was holding beside the notebook and removed the letters. Methodically, she paged.